A quick note on Sean's condition before we start this segment. Sean Swain continues to be in communication blackout at the moment. According to officials, he's still in his cell, not in the hole or the hospital, but he's on some sort of Kafka-esque status of communication restrictions, meaning no outgoing JPay email, video chat, or phone calls. His support website hasn't received communication from him since the 11th. There are suggestions of how you can help Sean get out of the circumstance at seanswain.org. What you say, what you say, what you say,
what? Come like a bomb! I have many times heard historians argue that the U.S. lost in Vietnam because those in charge did not understand the reality on the ground. Yeah, the reality on the ground. But if those in charge don't know the reality on the ground, what other reality is there? Hierarchy is good at producing delusional hierarchs, all too practiced in not seeing the reality on the ground. To recap, the false mythology of the hierarchs is built on a right to rule, which imposes a duty to obey, both of which have no rational basis in reality. The false mythology of the hierarchs asserts that government protects and defends freedom, when the very opposite is provably true in reality. And the false mythology of the hierarchs views the catastrophic consequences of 8,000 years of hierarchy as signs of success and progress rather than evidence of abysmal failure. As I already argued, you must be delusional to be a hierarch. You have to accept false realities. But being a hierarch doesn't just require you to be crazy. It makes you crazy. The hierarch delusion compels you to accept the total preposterous as true. So we get good at it. We pretend our teachers are imparting valuable knowledge to serve us in gaining employment that will be satisfying and fulfilling. We pretend doddering old pedophiles have a hotline to a fantastical, self-contradictory God. We pretend bosses don't rob us of our time and labor. We pretend wars and prisons are necessary. We pretend economies are real things. We pretend colored pieces of paper with dead slave owners' faces on them are really worth something. And it goes on and on. But that's the kind of internal dishonesty you need when you're trapped in hierarchy, a system that is to human social organization what an ice cream truck is to interplanetary spaceflight. No matter how much you tinker with it, modify it, it ain't gonna work. All the duct tape in the world can't fix it. When we view hierarchy as a pathology, as a mental illness, as a mass delusion, we recognize that millions are trained from birth, generation after generation, for thousands of years, not to see the reality on the ground. Millions are trained to believe that those in power have a right to rule, that the rest of us have a duty to obey, that government protects and defends freedom, that the rabble cannot be trusted to self-rule. That is, of course, the broken record of the hierarch delusion. But some deluded hierarchs are more enthusiastic about these false myths than others. They are so steeped in the pathology that they dedicate themselves to it entirely. They aren't satisfied to merely take orders, but believe themselves singularly qualified to give orders. They seek power over others. That means those who seek and gain positions of power are even more delusional than the poor hierarchs just going along with the miserable program. Back to the analogy, they don't want to be passengers. They want to fly the ice cream truck. So those who are in charge are necessarily more delusional than those following orders. And that means, in hierarchy, the more delusional you are, the more powerful you'll get. Since hierarchs are Fruit Loops, that means those hierarchs who seek power are Fruit Loopier, and those hierarchs who are most powerful are the Fruit Loopiest. That means anyone who has ever been in charge has been nuts. The hierarchiest of the hierarchs, the craziest of the crazies, the Fruit Loopiest of the Fruit Loops. That explains a lot. The George Bushes and Dick Cheneys and Richard Nixons of the world aren't more qualified than the Walmart manager or the city council member. They're more hopped up on the hierarch pathology. And the George Bushes, Dick Cheneys, and Richard Nixons are only slightly surpassed in hierarch craziness by the likes of Hitler, Mussolini, and Attila the Hun, who believed in hierarchy so deeply they wanted to run everything. With all the practice they've had since birth in avoiding it at all costs, no wonder those who assume the right to rule can never see the reality on the ground. That's not a virtue valued by the delusional hierarchs. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at seanswain243-205. P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.